T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Okay, we're brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. Dave Reed, NHL Network. He got swept by the Penguins in the 92 Eastern Conference Finals. Should we start with that?
I was going to say, is that your icebreaker there? Dave, remember when you didn't win a single game against those Penguins? How was that?
Do we go there?
I feel like no.
Do we poke the Cam Neely bear?
That was what I was wondering if you'd really say, hey, Dave, is that series any different if Ulf doesn't go knee-on-knee with Cam?
He set the joint. I want you to ask that question.
I'm not asking that question. You think I'm insane?
I mean, it's not to his face. He can't punch you. It's over the phone.
I don't like to cause confrontations like that.
Yes, you do. You try to cause them with me every day.
But you're my co-host and my friend. I mean, familiarity breeds like a fun sort of contempt. I don't want Dave Reed to hate us.
Okay, that's in 15 minutes. T.J. Watt liked his brother's tweet saying that, you know, the new CBA, which has the 17 game in there, wouldn't start in 2020, but at some point. J.J. Watt hates it. Not going to get into all the details and the specifics as to why, but, you know, J.J. Watt, not the only prominent player in the league who is not a fan of this collective bargaining agreement that the owners have already approved, and now it's in the players' court. 17-game ideas, Chris, okay?
Okay.
You hear the NFL talk about neutral site and international ad infinitum, but they don't tell you who the game is against. And I've not heard any whispers or rumors about that because I don't think they know for sure how to do it.
Making it up on the fly as they go.
And so I have 4 proposals. For
just
the Steelers,
tell me which one of them is Beaver Stadium against the Eagles.
For the Steelers' 17th regular season game, and I want to either get Chris Muller's thumbs up or thumbs down. Okay? Annual rivalry with the Eagles.
Down.
Why?
It just doesn't ever feel like it's got real cachet to it. When those two teams play, I don't think to myself, here are logical rivals. The NFL is a pretty long-established track record where the Eagles' big rivals are their divisional opponents, but especially, I would say, the Giants and the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
That just doesn't... One thing the NFL's divisional system has done is largely created good rivalries on its own. Steelers-Browns, Steelers-Ravens, Steelers-Bengals have all been varying degrees of rivalry in the last 10 years. I feel like you'd be forcing something to happen.
I think it would be great.
It'd be good for Penn State students. That was the most electric atmosphere for an NFL game when I was there.
Okay. So I don't even think the game has to, this 17th game necessarily has to be the neutral site game. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
So you're asking me to evaluate proposals. That proposal
whistle. I think it's just like the Steelers would be one of the few teams, like interleague play in baseball, where if they went to, like, the regional natural rivalry game, I think you'd have a good one. Like, the Pirates in baseball get thrown in with who? The Tigers?
Yeah.
There's nothing
there.
Should
be Cleveland.
I mean, it used to be, well, they've got the Reds. That's the problem. So they've already got somebody built in. So the Pirates get pawned off to the Tigers, and I guess it was cool when the Pirates were good and Jim Leland was managing Detroit, but that's obviously lost all its luster. So that's one idea.
Okay.
How about rotating NFC rivalry game? So it rotates just like you do with divisions in NFC play. So the 3 teams you would rotate would be Philly, Dallas, and Carolina.
Carolina because of the preseason tie and the Tepper
because
tie.
They would
and all
get
that.
Rid of the Carolina preseason game, and that would once every 3 years
Man,
you play
that,
them.
Doesn't that feel incongruous too, though?
Yeah, it does. It feels. Well, why do they play them in the preseason every
year?
Well,
I know, but that's the preseason. So because it's the preseason, no one cares. It's just like
Eagles,
oh, yeah,
Cowboys,
Carolina
Panthers.
Game. Eh. The Cowboys one has more luster for me than the Eagles there, because it's at least two teams that had an historic rivalry, America's team versus maybe the most successful team.
America's real team.
Right. Yeah, you know.
Dan Rooney wanted, actually, the Chief turned it down. Who turned it down?
Was it I think Dan Rooney
was it
turned
the Chief
it down.
Or was it Dan? Or was it both?
We got Coke Works. We got an incline.
We got a cracker plant now. Okay, so you're not sold on that one yet? You don't like that either?
No, but I like the Cowboys idea of those three teams.
Okay, here's another Steelers 17th regular season game idea.
Okay.
NFC crossover game versus team that matched you in the standings. So the same way every year in the AFC, you play another division. Like next year the Steelers play, I believe it's the AFC West. No.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's AFC South. South. AFC
yeah.
South.
Why didn't I trust my instincts?
Next year they play
you?
The AFC South, and then they play an AFC East team and an AFC West team based on where they finished in the standings.
Yep.
So Bills finished second. They play the Bills in Buffalo. I think Broncos finished second. They play Denver. Is that right? Denver didn't finish second in the AFC West.
No, the Raiders, I thought, did.
No, but the Raiders aren't on their schedule.
Maybe Denver did.
Anyways, so
I'll look it up.
So, in that respect, you do it this way.
Denver did.
Okay, so Baltimore would play San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Because it'd be one versus one.
Correct.
The Steelers finished seventh, so if this went into effect next year, they'd play the Rams. And it would change every year based on where you finish in the
standings. I actually like that because with me in the NFL, variety is the spice of life.
Speaking like a true chef.
That's
over
right,
there. And you have,
for
show it?
For our video crowd here, yes.
So everybody, your beautiful plate. Is that your first award in journalism? In broadcasting?
Yeah, I was gonna send out a tweet last night. Journalism or broadcasting related awards, 0. Cooking awards based on a station event, 1. Yes, it is the first thing I've gotten that is in any way connected to the radio. Aren't you a Marconi winner?
I'm a PAB award winner.
Oh, okay. So you actually have a legitimate
award. I'm a Pennsylvania
award.
Broadcaster of the Year award winner.
Deserved, too.
Thank you. Okay, here's the last one. Steelers 17th game idea. Teams matched up based on the entire standings. So 1 versus 2, 3 versus 4, 5 versus 6, 7 versus 8, 9 versus 10, all the way down to 32.
God, you are going to get a real just rough run of it with 31 versus 32.
But it's, again, like the whole parity idea, where if you play well, it should create a harder schedule the next year. And if you stink, you've got an easier schedule the following year. So if this went into effect in 2020, Steelers finished 15th overall. They'd play the 16th team. They would have a crossover game against the Bears. And maybe if you did it that way, the team that finished, say, 15th would get the home game, let's say. So the Steelers would get the Bears
higher,
at Heinz Field.
So since it's not 1 versus 32, 31 has the home game against 32 and so forth.
What do you think of that?
I don't mind that one. I just don't like the ones that try to foist rivalries on us that the NFL or that fans think should exist. I like ones that the NFL's whole idea is building a league where you are supposed to give a crap to one degree or another about every team, I think. I think that's what they want. This way, that stays true to that
idea.
See,
I'll take a megaphone to the rivalry idea here in Pittsburgh because I think the Steelers-Eagles playing every year would be cool. But you would run out of those matchups maybe 7 or 8 deep. And then you would have to create faux rivalry games like, oh, the Bills are going to play the Vikings every year.
Yeah,
you
to
know?
Me, like, to me that's plays, the downside of this.
Who plays the Broncos every year? The Seahawks? You know, you would just have these random...
Called the Atwater Largent game.
These random games.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of that because there's the NFL, I just said, wants to create it so that you care about every team, but we know that that's not the case. Man, can you imagine somebody like a cavernously empty stadium for Chargers, you know, Chargers Cardinals, man. Throw
no,
out
see,
the
Chargers
books.
Would get the Rams, so that would be again one of the few.
Okay. But that
but
I
there's
think
only there's
still
only
be
what,
a cavernous,
five or six.
You would still get more people at the LA Coliseum for a USC-UCLA game then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.